Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you only know one thing about climate change, it's probably that we need to stop using fossil fuels and switch to renewable energy. For decades now, people have been installing solar panels and wind turbines, trying to do just that. But we wondered, how's it going? Are we actually close to powering our world without coal, gas, or oil? We had Nat Hardy from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
So how are we doing? Are we close to switching to renewable energy?
So the answer is a little different depending on where you live. The U.S. doesn't have one big electric grid, so different regions and states all use different amounts of renewable energy. But some places are doing really well. A great example is California. The state has been a leader in renewables for a long time, but this spring they've hit some really impressive milestones. On almost every day from March to the start of June this year, California was able to power the whole state with renewable energy, at least for part of the day.
Really? That's amazing.
It's pretty impressive. So to learn more, I talked to Elliot Mainzer, the CEO of California's Independent System Operator. They're the group that manages the electricity market and the electricity infrastructure for most of the state.
There are days, particularly in the springtime, when there's a lot of sun, quite a bit of wind, the hydro system is starting to ramp up, when the amount of renewables that's on our grid can actually meet all or even more of the total consumer demand inside the state.
California has made this happen by building tons of solar panels. About 25% of the U.S.'s solar capacity is in California.
And those solar panels have helped power the entire state the past 3 months?
Well, they've powered the state for part of the day over those 3 months.
What do you mean?
So an important thing to know about energy is that traditionally, you need to use the electricity you make right away. And this can be a little tricky for renewable energy like solar and wind.
Because the sun only shines during the day.
Exactly. So during the day, they have lots of electricity to use, sometimes even more than they need. But at night, they've had to fall back on fossil fuels, mostly natural gas.
Can they save that extra solar energy somehow, or does it just go to waste?
Well, they are able to save some of it. In the past, you needed to use electricity right away, but new developments in batteries are starting to change that, and California has built lots of them.
Those batteries, they absorb a lot of that extra solar during the day, and then in the evening, as the sun is coming down, but there's still a high demand for electricity, they inject their power back into the system. It's almost a perfect match.
Because of the batteries, California has been able to use less natural gas during the evenings. For the first time this year, there have been moments where batteries provided more power than gas.
So what does this all mean? Is California close to running on just renewable energy?
They still have a way to go. They've been able to power the state with renewables during the spring, when conditions are just right.
So later in the year, they'll use more fossil fuels?
Unfortunately, yes. If you average it out, over a full year, 47% of California's energy comes from renewables. So if they want to get to 100, they'll have to make more energy, and battery technology will need to get better. But Elliot says he's optimistic.
If you had asked me to try to predict all the things that are going on the grid today, 25 years ago, I would have been so far off. So it's going to be a very innovative, creative next couple decades.
Okay, but how's the rest of the country doing?
Nationally, only about a quarter of our energy comes from renewables. But even that number is way up from a decade ago.
And where we're from, in New England?
Only about 14% renewable. So we have work to do. But other states are showing that this transition is possible, and they're demonstrating how to get there.
Got it. Thanks, Nat. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.